It's Seeds of Success on MyFM. Today we're featuring fresh vegetables with Harvest Brinery. Colleen, thank you very much for joining me today. Can we start off with you telling me a bit about sort of how fresh and local your vegetables and fruit are that you use?
Well, as much as possible, we use local, right? Obviously, in January, you can't get cucumbers. You know, no one in Canada grows mangoes. But we do use, we love Spring Meadows Orchards. We get an awful lot of produce there. We've got a couple folks that grow local garlic for us. Peter Odelar, we get beets and different things from him throughout the year. We've got a fellow in Kingston that grows hot peppers for us. So, and the list goes on and on and on. But it's always so much nicer to use fresh, whether, you know, they're growing it for us or we're going to pick. Tomatoes and corn and everything that we get from Spring Meadows is the apples, of course. It's wonderful to use fresh. The flavor is so much more intense when it's just off the farm, as opposed to having traveled 250 miles to get to you.
Perfect, Artie. And now, can you tell me a bit about how you then use that fresh produce? Take me a little bit behind the scenes. Like, I know you guys have a produce table out front.
Well, the blueberries, the strawberries, the raspberries, they all become jam. And actually, lately, we've had a plum-apple compote. All local plums, all apple, local apples. And it's lovely. I'm sold out right now, but we're going to have some more soon. But yeah, we get to be creative with what we have, what we can do with it. The asparagus becomes pickled asparagus. We also have a produce table out front that we sell 90%, again, local produce. And it's really lovely for people downtown who wants to stand in line for 20 minutes because you need two carrots. Right now, what we have on the table includes two little stalks of celery, because why do you need to buy a whole bunch of celery if all you need is a couple stalks for your turkey dressing? So you just want one apple? We can make that happen.
And now can you tell me sort of how important it is to support local and buy local produce?
Well, it's cut to the chase, and you see these signs everywhere. It's so true. No farmers, no food. And these are our neighbors. Why do I need to support some guy growing out in BC if I can go, you know, 10 miles or 2 miles away and get it? Why wouldn't I support my neighbors? These guys are who support us right back. They're the people who shop in our stores and who, you know, come downtown and eat in our restaurants. So absolutely I want to support my neighbors.
Perfect. Alrighty. Well, thank you very much for joining me today. Those are all the questions that I had for you.
Well, thanks for having me.
You can listen to all of our interviews now at napanytoday.ca.